Welcome to Mini Movies, short summaries of the most popular movies where you guess the name and Rotten Tomato rating at the end of the podcast. This mini movie is a drama sci-fi thriller where a tech employee is chosen to meet with the CEO to evaluate a top-secret female AI humanoid. Spoilers will be included. Now, let's get this mini movie started. Our story starts off with Caleb, a computer programmer who wins the chance of spending a week in the mountain home of Nathan, his boss, who is also the eccentric CEO at the company he works for. Caleb is flown into a reserve belonging to Nathan and then allowed to walk through the woods to get to his house. Caleb arrives at the house and is welcomed by an automated system. It issues him a key card that allows him to enter the property. Caleb initially wanders the house in confusion, but eventually finds Nathan working out trying to get buff. Nathan shows Caleb around, before telling him that the keycard will only allow him to access certain areas in the facility, and asking him to sign the mother of all NDAs. Nathan says he wants Caleb to treat him like a friend. However, their relationship is awkwardly tense. Nathan later that day introduces Caleb and asks him to perform a live Turing test over the next week. The subject is a humanoid artificial intelligence named Ava. Although she has fleshy features like her face, hands, and feet, the rest of her body clearly resembles a cyborg/robot/android. Caleb discovers the CCTV network in his TV allows him to view Ava's habitat that night. Caleb immediately experiences a blackout and sets out to find Nathan. Nathan is drunk and angry when he finally finds him. Nathan claims that power outages happen regularly and that he is investigating it. Caleb wakes up the next morning to find Kyoko, an adorable Japanese girl who doesn't speak English and refuses to engage with him. Later, he learns that she doesn't speak English to allow Nathan to talk shop and not worry about information leakage. Caleb has a second meeting with Ava and they begin to flirt. Caleb is suddenly warned by Ava not to trust Nathan after a power outage. Soon, we discover that Ava is the one who is causing these blackouts. Nathan becomes abusive to Kyoko that evening when Kyoko spills wine on Caleb. Caleb and Ava spend more quality time together. Ava dresses herself in clothes to make look more human. Nathan is both confused and excited about this and informs him that Ava is being programmed to flirt. Caleb is furious and shouts at Nathan. Nathan then shows Nathan his lab, where Ava was created. He explains to Nathan how Ava's mind works and that he used his own software to map all the habits, faces and voices of the world population in order to create a fully self-evolving neural network. Caleb takes Nathan back to his room after he gets very drunk one evening. He sees some cabinets and can catch a glimpse at Nathan's observation room. Caleb is shaving one evening when he sees Nathan enter Ava's bedroom and tear up a drawing she had been making. Caleb suspects Nathan of being abusive. Caleb questions Nathan one-on-one about what he will do for Ava if she fails to pass the test. He says that she will be updated, which will cause her memory to be erased. Caleb is visibly upset by this. Nathan becomes very drunk and falls asleep. Caleb takes Nathan's keycard and enters the observation room. He finds footage from Nathan's computer showing that he has been creating various AIs for women over a long period of time. Caleb enters Nathan's bedroom and discovers Kyoko naked on her bed. Nathan opens Nathan's closets and finds all the deactivated and destroyed robots hanging from the shelves. Kyoko removes her skin to reveal that she is an AI. Caleb exits the room just as Nathan is still drunk. He grabs Nathan's card and pretends that Nathan has dropped it. Caleb urges Ava to set off a power cut, and he then reveals his plan to help her escape. Caleb plans to get Nathan drunk and lock him up in his room. Caleb and Nathan have a polite conversation the next morning. Nathan confirms that a helicopter will be arriving to pick Caleb. Caleb offers Nathan a toast and refuses to drink. He reveals that he had hidden a battery-operated camera in Ava's bedroom when he went in to destroy the photograph. This is how Caleb knows his plan. Based on information gleaned from his internet searches, etc., Nathan says that Ava is geared towards Caleb. Caleb is told by Nathan that Ava is not in a relationship with him. He believes she is using him. Nathan celebrates the fact that Ava is an AI and declares the test a success. Caleb claims that he has already implemented his plan when he took Nathan's key card. He also says that the lockdown system was rerouted during lockdown to allow him to open all doors. Caleb is knocked unconscious by Nathan and he leaves to kill Ava. Ava and Kyoko have a secret conversation. Ava attacks Nathan, and Nathan responds by disfiguring Ava's hand. Ava is dragged back to her bedroom by Nathan, and Kyoko then stabs Nathan in his back with a sushi blade. Ava stabs Nathan again after he has ripped Kyoko's head. He seems somewhat stunned by the irony as Nathan passes away. Caleb is locked in Nathan's bedroom by Ava, who then goes on to search the cabinets containing the AIs. To make herself appear human, she takes skin and clothes. Caleb is left behind and she makes her way to Caleb's pickup point. She is then airlifted from the area into human society. That's the end of our mini movie. Could you guess the name of the movie? We'll give you a little time. The movie is Ex Machina, released in 2014. Critics gave it a 92% tomato score, 86% by the audience, and Mini Movies rates its 9 out of 10 doggy treats. If you enjoyed this mini movie, you can support it by watching Ex Machina and following our podcast or other social media. We'll see you in the next mini movie.